The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, we find this scene, if it is the exact same scene, which it appears to be, much more fully described, and the fear of the apostles. John captures it a little more briefly, but all the essentials are there. It had already grown dark. Jesus was not with them. The sea was stirred. There was a strong wind. They'd been rowing all night. One of the fathers of the church says, "Notice that our Lord did not come at the beginning of the tribulation. He came towards the end of it. He allows them to struggle in the midst of that hardship before arriving." Now you might think, "Oh my gosh, why wouldn't he come right away? Assure them of his presence, let them know he'll always be there for them. They'll never have to doubt him." But he waits. Because he's forming apostles. Because he's going to send these men out to the ends of the earth. And they need to be courageous. They need to be ready to face anything for love of him. And know that he will be there to give them strength. But it will be in the midst of hardships. One of my favorite quotes in one of my favorite spiritual reads by Luis Martinez, an Archbishop of Mexico last century. Many of you have heard this tiny little section of it, but I want to share it a little more fully. He says this, "When God desires a soul to attain a virtue, he often permits it to be tempted against that virtue. When he desires a soul to achieve that virtue to an extraordinary degree, the temptations are also extraordinary. God always does things the reverse of our judgment." Now you might say, okay, well, gosh, why one more trial, one more sickness, one more hardship, another humiliation? You know, really, Lord? Luis Martinez's answer is this. God is the great artist of souls. The divine artist. He strikes them to beautify them. In his mind, he has the ideal for which he made every single one of us, as every artist holds the ideal in his or her mind for that which he or she is creating. He says, "Do you think it's a small thing for an artist to sacrifice his ideal? It is the same with God. Without trials, it would cost God the exquisite pleasure he experiences upon seeing our souls attain their full splendor. May we give our Lord permission to do with us what he wills, that we might reach the ideal for which we were made."